Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
It's your thing in the morning.
Oh, baby. Who's ready for a Thursday? Almost Friday.
Almost there.
Almost there.
I'm ready for it.
Friday Eve.
Friday Eve. Pre-Friday in the house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love a good pre-Friday.
Yes. And that's what we have today. If you are listening to the sound of our voice in Southwest Virginia, the weather looks to be phenomenal today also for your pre-Friday.
Wait, okay, when you say phenomenal, what are you talking about? What's the temp?
Sunny high 67.
I love it.
That's perfect for me.
You ask like you just, like what? We have weather around
no,
here?
No, I just want to know what it is. You tease it.
Sunny 67, sun and clouds tomorrow, high 72.
Right. I like it.
I am cranky about that weather forecast.
Why?
Why?
And this makes me a bad person.
Oh, boy.
It makes me a bad parent.
Oh, okay.
All right. I mean, I love my children.
Yes. The best, I would hope
you know?
So.
You have to start all of these. Yeah, I know.
They're
yeah.
little blessings. I would hope so.
Yep. That's Monica always does that. She says, there are little miracles. That's what she says right before she trashes one of them. That's how it works. I love my beautiful babies. They're my miracles. My son sucks so hard. Let me tell you. Oh, I got to play a clip. Remind me, because it's just, I got to drop it in here somewhere. Because this little annoying kid on an airplane remind me of your son.
Oh, well, okay.
So much talking. Yeah. Okay. A lot of talking.
Oh, a lot of questions, because Hendrix is four. He likes to ask a lot of questions. If you meet him, he will say, so what are you doing that for?
Yeah.
Well, it keeps going, and so people have a hard time backing
He reminded me, this kid, of your kid, because he got on the plane, and he was asking people their names every single person on the plane. And I just thought of your kid.
No, but where's the parent to stop that?
Yes.
God, no.
We'll get into that. Yes. So, yeah, I'm a bad person. Bad parent, because I mean, sunny, 67,
mm-hmm. gorgeous,
beautiful, and you want to be out enjoying the day.
Perfect.
Or if you got to work, at least at the end of the day, sit back, relax, soak in those last rays of sunshine. Tomorrow, Friday,
it'll be nice.
You know, happy hour, yes. I gotta go to my son's baseball practice tonight. And then both of my kids have their birthday party tomorrow.
It's their birthday.
I know. See, I'm a bad person. See, this is what I'm saying, you know?
See, because Ava's birthday is on St. Patty's Day. So that weekend, I'm like, okay, well, it's Ava's birthday. And everyone else is like, we'll see ya. We'll drop our kids off. We'll see ya.
So you know the feeling
that
I have. It's that feeling of parental guilt. Where you're like, I love them and I want to soak his moments of joy. But man, I wish I was sitting on the deck.
Hey, Monica, do you want to do something outside kid-free this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
We'll set something up.
Oh, Antoine, good morning.
And we'll just send snaps and Instagram.
Hope you get hungover this weekend. Have fun. Kiss some girl with herpes. I don't know. Something. Give you some sort of curse. Yeah.
Aww.
And again, it's like I want to enjoy their birthday
you
party.
Should.
I'm the coach on the team, man. I mean, we'll be outside and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice weather.
Yeah.
With the kids bonding.
Well, these two jerks are having martinis somewhere or whatever the heck's going on. Hate you both. Love you both. Whatever it is. Good morning, all. If you have those moments of parental guilt, you know, feel free to make me and Monica feel at least a little bit. Make us. I don't want to say better. Make us feel normal. Is all it
is. We're not alone in this.
Exactly. 72 degrees and sunny tomorrow, and I'm gonna be stuck inside a water park thing, whatever, madingo. Which
bonding
is
with your kids.
It's a great place, especially for a party. But boy, it's gonna be humid AF in there tomorrow.
I know.
Okay.
Fun.
Good morning, all. 52353. This is an exciting day. It's the return of the secret sound, there, people. I mean, it's $5,000. Right at 7 o'clock, your chance to win $5,000 from First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. We also have what might be one of my favorite birthday scams ever on the way at 7:15.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, I'm going to help you out. We're going to switch it up.
Okay. Yeah, because we're going to talk about your million-dollar thing. 6:45.
You probably heard a little convo behind the scenes,
I know.
Maybe.
Left a microphone on.
Yeah, I was like, hello. But hey.
Pre-Friday. Pre-Friday.
Yes,
it is.
We're headed towards the weekend. If you're looking for a job in Maine.
Okay.
They're
Maine.
Open.
Maine.
The hospital, they're looking for staff. because they have 9 pregnant nurses. They're all due at the same time.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes. And so they're saying that we're understaffed because those are the main gals and they're all pregnant and they're all due like the same month.
How does that happen?
So if anything, they're gonna need nurses to tend to the nurses.
Yeah. So, and then these nurses are going to be taking up all the rooms if there's anybody left in Maine that needs to have a baby.
I know. So if you're in Maine or you're headed that way, you're moving, well, you can still listen to us on the app.
Sure. Maybe you are listening. You know, we're big in Bangor. Are we big in Bangor?
Oh.
Is that a place in Maine?
Bangor, Maine? Yes.
Never heard of it.
I know.
It's I grew up in New England. Bangor, Maine, it was always really cold. Every time you'd see the weather forecast, because it's way up in the tip of Maine, up top, where I think just moose live, that whole thing.
Thank you.
Bangor, Maine. Let's see what the temperature is in Bangor, Maine now.
Oh, gosh.
Now, those nurses, the nurses that are going to come tend to the nurses, is that like a seasonal job? Like, what happens after they come back from maternity leave?
They have to get pregnant next. That's what it is. They have to get pregnant so that they can just keep it going, rotating them out.
That is a tough one as a boss or a manager because, I mean, obviously you have no say in when people have children and things like that. But you think, couldn't y'all coordinate at least a little bit better than this?
Let's say all, did it just happen? Or was it one of those, we're all girlfriends. Let's all just have our kids grow up together and get pregnant at the same time kind of thing.
Do we need to go back and check the calendar? Was there some sort of staff party that happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
8.5 months ago? What was going on? Halloween?
Oh.
I think it was.
That Halloween night.
A Halloween party, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know which one was my wife, so I slept with all of them. There we go. Look at that.
Now there's job opportunity.
Okay, so if you want to head up to Maine, it is currently 30 degrees in Bangor, Maine. High of 44 today. Rainy 50 tomorrow. So.
Oh.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I'll take our weather.
Maine's beautiful. It's cold. There's not a lot of people there either. No, but maybe it's nice, you know.
It's nice to sit.
Because they're all pregnant.
Well, that's true.
At home.
Yeah, they're home. They're doing their thing.
Yeah.
The K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine, we are here to deliver you all things thang, to deliver you memorable birthday scams at 7:15. The time is now. We got Ghost Hunter 7:30.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Heidi got ghosted.
Oh, man.
Poor I know.
Heidi.
I'm going to find out what happened to poor Heidi. Or maybe not poor Heidi. Maybe it's Heidi's fault. Who knows?
That's possible.
She went out with Justin one time. That was it. We've been in contact with Justin. He says, all right, I'll explain. Not a problem. So we will do that. That's at 7:30. Here's your little birthday scam teaser for 7:15 as you want to get ready. It is WrestleMania is coming up.
Yep.
There's
April 1st.
It's infamous. There's a viral scam that's on YouTube involving the John Cena theme song somebody did a couple years ago, and it's really funny.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So I borrowed from that idea.
Uh-huh.
It's not the same thing. I didn't steal directly, but I did. That gave me the idea for this one because I'm calling this dude. He used to live around here. He manages a restaurant in D.C. now, and they're hiring. For cooks and waiters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be either of those.
Okay.
I do want to be a hype man. And I got some examples for him. I'm going to show off.
It's the slappy power of happy hour. Martini Monday in the house.
And you hear that silence at the end? There's a lot of that is his reaction. I can tell you that much. This is very shocking to him. All of that comes after your very first chance at $5,000 in the K92 Secret Sound right at 7 o'clock. Talking about those 247 pregnant nurses. That hospital needs to cover, according to this text at 52353, 50 shifts a week.
I know. For those 9 nurses.
Oh, the business manager, the middle manager of that hospital is freaking out.
Yeah.
Stressed.
He or she is that stereotypical freaking out middle manager pulling on their tie.
We need staff.
Yep. Need staff. Let's see what's going on. Antoine Terrell. He has been on the show for a week and a half now.
Week and a half. Yep. Almost 2 weeks.
And you were almost taken away from us yesterday by the law.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it was iffy. The commitment I put out there. To confess that.
Like I appreciate
trust
that.
I put in you guys.
Yeah, I need you to do that because if you hold back on all your law-breaking things, what are we going to talk about around here? We got nothing. So Antoine's confession was yesterday, and he lied to police. Multiple lies to police.
You were speeding, in a school zone.
Oh! Speeding in a school zone. Speeding, we all do that.
Yeah.
School zone. Wow. That's a special kind of person. Yep. Now, the lights were not flashing, so this was not school time, just to be clear. So.
Children of the Lord were there trying to go to school. You almost knocked some girl right out of her book bag.
Wow. Can't believe it.
And I said, I apologize. I was not thinking straight. And he asked me, why was I not thinking straight?
Why not?
And I told him that I was new to the area.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I had diarrhea. And so I was just trying to find a bathroom. And yeah. I wasn't paying attention to the speeding signs.
So not only were you a man with diarrhea, you were a man who was unfamiliar with the toilets of the landscape.
Yes.
Yep.
Tisk, tisk.
You're a lion sack of diarrhea is what you are. And you got out of that ticket, right?
I did. I couldn't afford a ticket at that time. I just could not afford a reckless driving ticket. And the police officer was super nice, directed me to local bathrooms.
Which you didn't use. You didn't even need those.
I didn't need them.
Text 52353. I got a speeding ticket going to Roanoke. I was going 61 in a 35 school zone. Ooh. I even cried in an attempt to get out. Didn't work.
Dang.
Do you think that was a man or a woman who texted that in?
The dude.
You think so?
Big burly dude.
Yeah, because there's nothing sadder than watching a man cry to get out of a speeding ticket.
Oh, man.
Should have said you had diarrhea. I'm one for one with that one.
Yep.
The K92 Morning Thing.
I will say this. When it comes to shows, collaborative efforts, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
not just radio shows, regular TV show or podcast, whatever.
Right.
The show that shares lotion together stays together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's lotion. What we're doing around here. Toss me my lotion. I gotta lube up
Mary
for this
Kay.
Show. Mary Kay satin hands, Antoine.
Satin hands.
Need satin hands. It's
gonna be so soft.
Yep.
Lovely.
Antoine, you probably don't know this about me as I borrow some of Monica's hand cream right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because my hands are just, they're kind of dry.
They smell good too.
It's the change of the seasons.
Ah, it's, yeah.
It's
to be light.
I like it because it's not, it's, I want to say flowery, but not
it's
flowery.
It's not too much.
That's just, it's mm-hmm. just a hint of flower. Oh, I see what it is. Pomegranate. That's the smell. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You will learn this about me, Antoine. I am probably, of all the men you've ever met in your life.
Okay.
Of all the men that have ever passed through your doors.
All right.
I probably have the softest hands.
Do I
not?
You do have soft hands.
I don't know.
They're softer than mine. Mm-hmm. I know that, yeah.
Well, we've shook hands, but I don't remember. We'll have to shake hands again.
Okay.
Or just have them rub your back, massage your back.
Or we can shake hands.
Let's shake hands. Okay. Shake hands.
Okay. That's also
that's
an option.
A good idea.
All right. Yep.
That's an idea. We'll put that in the idea pile, and we'll set that pile on fire, but like a tire fire. Yeah, right now is not a good time because I have an unfair advantage of this lotion.
Yeah.
Yes.
But at some point, I'll say, feel my hands, man. And I'll let you just kind of correct, because they're very soft.
Caress your hands.
I have soft, white-collar hands. I don't do a lot of manual labor, so that is that.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
$5,000.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock.
Could be your money.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right
there. Just for knowing the K92 secret sound. What is that sound? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find some country. I'm going to do the currency conversion. I'm going to make that sound even bigger. $5,000 is awesome, but I'm going to check Turkish dinars is usually the one that are just, it's a disaster. So we'll figure that out in a minute. It is the day of baseball opening day. Yep. The sound of the organ that puts Monica Brooks to sleep. I can do, what about this one? It's baseball. Right. It's more exciting.
Yeah.
Baseball's back. We're not going to talk about baseball, though. We're going to talk about wacky food combinations at baseball.
All right. I'm down for that.
Just fun.
Talk.
Baseball has kind of gotten into this thing in about the last 5 to 10 years where a lot of the stadiums do big, crazy foods.
Yeah.
Yep. Sort of like being at the fair. So that's good. You like that.
Yeah, I like food. We could talk food all day. Yeah.
So we will talk food.
Mm-hmm.
Not all day. Probably approximately two to three minutes. Mm-hmm. We got our comfort food bracket.
Yeah, we got the bracket.
I gotta get an update and see because we have two battles in the comfort food bracket. Mm-hmm. It is bacon versus French fries. And then we have pizza versus mac and cheese. The voting is open for a couple more days. Every vote and then every share of this poll gets you in the running for a Awful Arthur's gift card downtown Salem. And then we'll crown the ultimate comfort food next week.
That's right.
It's our final four.
Come on, pizza.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah, pizza is winning its battle.
Okay.
We kind of figured that.
Yeah.
Pizzas win. It's, you know, 55-45%
close,
but it is still kind of close, and it is closer than our other matchup where number 7 seed, the underdog, the Cinderella story that is French fries. They're going to the finals, baby, because it is 63%-37%.
Fries are still beating out bacon.
They're beating bacon's face in, man.
Surprise.
Bacon has never lost this badly in the history of bacon.
My new pick to win it all. That's the pick. I told you. That's the pick to win it all.
I'm thinking bacon.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
This is as if, who does Duke play in this round, Antoine?
Duke plays Virginia Tech on Saturday night.
Okay, so this is as if Virginia Tech defeated Duke 300-9. I mean, that's what the score is. That's what we're talking about here. That's what it looks like. Woo. So it's probably going to be pizza versus French fries starting on Monday. But go vote. It's on our Facebook page right now as we talk about baseball park foods. Let's figure out the one that we need to try to recreate and make here. Because we're not going to Texas or Atlanta or Detroit or any of these places. In Texas, the Rangers games, they have bacon-wrapped hot wings.
Okay.
Like the sound of that.
That's a win.
Yeah. Yep.
They also have a chicken and waffle dish that is served in a waffle cone.
I like it.
Yeah, so you got
I
your like chicken, it. Probably chicken, uh-huh. and then the waffle cone, and you eat on that with the syrup and everything. Chicken and waffles is a popular thing everywhere these days. So Atlanta Brave games, they have a chicken and waffle boat. So it comes in a long, hollowed-out waffle bun, and they put the chicken in.
Oh, okay,
and eat that. That one's pretty good. This seems like a good idea in St. Louis because I enjoy those pretzels, the big pretzels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they are kind of pathetic in their existence because it's just bread twist. That's it. And then they put way too much salt on it, and that's all you get.
Yeah.
So now they have twisted-topped pretzels. This is in St. Louis. You can get them with pepperoni and cheese on them, or buffalo chicken, or bacon and cheese.
Sounds good.
I like that.
Yeah.
They have a peanut butter and bacon sandwich at Minnesota Twins games.
Nope. No, thank you.
No?
Swing and a miss.
Okay. Pittsburgh, they have this is another cone thing. So it's in a waffle cone, but it's called the Pittsburgh cone. So you got all things smoked meats, basically. Kielbasa, pierogies, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, Russian dressing. So it's like a Reuben with pierogies stuffed
in it. That's messy. Probably good, though.
That is probably good.
It's a lot.
This might be the one we need to recreate, though. The Frito Pie Corn Dog. So it's a foot-long hot dog served up in crushed-up Fritos with queso and chili on it. I don't know.
Queso.
Yeah, Monica has a thing about
queso.
She's not a huge fan. Well, you know, and finally, this one is probably perfect for Monica because she has always said to us, Antoine, that a foot long just isn't enough. So 18-inch hot dog just for you. 18 inches. Wow. That is a big, long dog right there. Dog.
Yes.
Just to be clear. Oh, Monica, you're going to love this. The K92 Secret Sound Jackpot.
Yeah.
This is built for Monica.
Uh-oh.
So $5,000 American.
Right. Yep.
Which is awesome. First Team Nissan, Nuro Valley. First Team Nissan, Roanoke. K92. We're going to do the first guess here right at 7 o'clock. $5,000 American. I said, you know, I'm going to look around and I need to find a better currency conversion so we can really pump this up. Mm-hmm.
Make that number bigger.
Now, the worst currency in the world right now is this Iranian rial.
Real?
Yeah. So that is $5,000 American is 210.5 million.
Well, I like the sound of
Iranian real. But the Iranian real. It's not good. So I'm not going to go with that one. I want to go with second place. So that's right. In honor of Monica Brooks.
Oh.
Please tune in 10 minutes for your chance to win 116 million Vietnamese dongs.
There you go.
You know you want this.
Yes.
All the dongs.
The dongs.
After we talk about baseball food, we roll right into that, yeah?
Exactly. 116, that is their currency in Vietnam, the dong.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so if you would like to win 116 million dongs to share with you and all your friends. Yep, 10 minutes away. I figured that was perfect for you. The dollar. It's just such a lame thing to say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. Would you like $1 million American?
I would.
American dollars.
Right now. I'll take it. Right now.
All you have to say is two words.
I will. Are those the two words?
I will. This person said no to those two words. The world famous, one of the biggest athletes of all time, Michael Jordan, basketball player.
Yep.
Was offered $1 million to sponsor something. Two words. That's all he had to say in the ad. And he said, I ain't doing that. And it was not for the world famous Nazi pancakes. It was not, no, he didn't want that. Beanie weenies, he said.
Yes. Nope.
I am not saying those words. I will not say. But the thing is, though, beanie weenies.
He's rich enough, though.
Right.
He has enough money. He doesn't have to. He could turn down $1 million.
Yeah. And I understand, too. If I was that rich, I may turn that one down, too, because then you become a meme and everybody makes
beanie
fun of you.
Man.
Yeah,
you're
beanie weenie boy, all those things. And I don't need to be beanie weenie boy. At this point in my life, I dream to be beanie weenie boy.
Yeah.
But if I'm Michael Jordan, I ain't got time for that.
Right.
A check for $1 million is not worth it when you're worth $1 billion.
But really, at this point, when we're worth what we're worth, we're like, what do you want me to say? Zach sucks? Okay, Zach sucks.
$500.
Uh-huh. I know, beanie weenies are all like $25. Seriously, if they want to start doing endorsements, we'll do them tomorrow. I'm Zach, and I love a beanie weenie. Yeah. Did that one for free.
I'll become a meme. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, would you do this one then? I have another offer for you. It's $66,000.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's a lot of Vietnamese dong, I can tell you that much.
Sounds reasonable.
You get to travel the world also.
I'm on it.
Your expenses are paid.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
You're going to go all over the world.
I'm good.
Japan, Mexico, China, India, all these things.
Sign me up.
You are the director of taste, Antoine.
Okay.
Yes. You're going to go sample foods. They are all vegan. All of them.
Nah.
Oh.
Beanie weenies for the win.
Yeah. Beanie weenies for the win. Back in the other direction.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do it either. That's a lot of, I mean, I've tried the vegetarian and vegan stuff.
For like 2 weeks, right, though?
I'm actually, you know what? I was turned more off by this when they said, you get to travel to all these countries. And I'm like, oh, God, I got to go to Turkey. Turkey and India and China. And that is a lot of packing and rules and restrictions. And I feel like I'm going to end up in some sort of locked up abroad situation. So, nope.
Yeah.
Beanie weenies, everybody. That is the way to go. I just had a realization that rocked my world.
What was that?
We're both excited.
I know. Right here on Friday Eve. Right, and we're supposed to start the K92 Secret Sound for $5,000, which is 116 million Vietnamese dong, if you want to win it that way. We have a comfort food bracket going on. This is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Blowing my mind.
Uh-huh.
Comfort food bracket. One of the foods that's currently winning and running away with it and winning even more than any other one. It's vegan.
Say what?
What?
French fries are vegan.
They are.
Yeah!
They are.
They're also gluten-free.
Well, look
at that. A gluten-free vegan food is winning our comfort bracket.
Yeah, Zach, you're vegan. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You are vegan.
Well, you're vegan, too. You're part of this.
You are vegan.
Boy, I'm really going to have to root for pizza in the finals. Holy crap. French fries are vegan, and they're beating bacon right now.
Yep.
They're defeating meat.
If,
oh, my God.
If French fries wins this bracket, it's a win for vegans.
If French fries win everything, I'm just going to have to eat cheesecake for the rest of my life. I mean, everything I know is I'm in the upside down.
Well, you are an Aries.
I know.
You're supposed to eat cheesecake.
And I learned that yesterday. As an Aries, I'm supposed
to eat. Will you eat cheesecake if fries win? Will you eat a slice of cheesecake?
We have our first wager.
Some New York style cheesecake. Maybe put some blueberries.
I know it has to be pineapple. It has to be pineapple cheesecake because I hate pineapple pizza. It told me that, too.
Uh-huh.
That might be it. If pizza loses, I have to eat pineapple pizza. Maybe that's what. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll probably have to do something, which is just going to mobilize all the people to go ahead and vote for French fry, but whatever.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Okay. He's a criminal, and crime is wrong.
Okay.
However, this one, I'm almost kind of a little bit on his side. Okay.
You're siding with the criminal? What did he do?
He stole $122 million.
Oh.
I'm on his side.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Oh.
I'm sold.
$122 million.
He stole it from Facebook and Google. Mostly Facebook.
Oh.
He stole $100 million from Facebook. Again, stealing is wrong.
It is.
However, what he did is he sent Google and Facebook invoices. And they paid them.
Oh, so he just said, you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, we do.
Yep.
How does that even happen? They didn't check up on the dude?
They didn't check to see if the corresponding invoices and POs of an issue within the companies. And what he did was there's a really big hardware manufacturer, computer stuff in Taiwan called Quanta Computer Incorporated. Mm-hmm. This dude lives in Latvia. So he registered a company in Latvia called Quanta Computer Incorporated.
Okay. Oh.
And so he was sending bills from Quanta Computer Incorporated. But
technically he wasn't.
They're the idiots that sent it.
Yeah. He just walked up to somebody and said, hey, you owe me $5.
I know.
And they gave it
to him. And they gave him $5. And if later you think, wait a minute, I didn't owe him $5.
It's too late.
Well, whose fault was that?
Wow.
And again, I never feel bad when something bad happens to Facebook either. I know he should have.
That's a lot of money.
Should have quit when he got to 10. Okay.
Yeah.
10 million. Stop.
Well, he was feeling good.
He's like,
he was also a prolific money launderer. I mean, he had money all over the world.
Yeah.
So he faces up to 30 years in jail for that. But again, I was torn.
Number two
trending. They basically are trying to read your mind at all times. And Monica and I talk about this a lot, where you mention a particular product or you talk about a particular person, then, oh, look, they're in your feed.
I know. I think last time we were just like, we're talking off air about, you know, screwdrivers and fixing stuff in the house.
Uh-huh.
I'll log in into my Twitter and said, you want to buy the screwdriver? Like, you know, because your phone listens to everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
They're following you. And then as AI technology as well, it's coming to McDonald's. AI technology is going to automatically tweak the drive-through menus.
Okay.
So maybe as you're pulling up and it's a hot day. There's an ice cream cone that flashes in front of the screen all of a sudden.
I want an ice cream cone.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you want an ice cream cone. Yeah, and it's going to get to the point, too, where facial recognition is going to be able to figure out that you got two kids in the back seat, and they're going to advertise the toy for the Happy Meal. Like, that's going to happen, if not already.
Like, hey, I'm just short. God.
Monica's like, why do I get the four-piece nugget deal always?
All the time.
Always.
Number one.
People are losing it on the internet today. There is outrage about bagels.
Oh, I know exactly
you
what you're talking about.
You saw the bagels.
I don't share with me, guys.
Yeah.
There was an individual in somewhere, I don't know, in an office.
It's like Philly.
Brought bagels to work. You know, like two boxes of bagels for everybody.
All right.
He sliced them like loaves of bread.
Yeah. So the picture has been circulating. They're like, what is this?
And he said it's St. Louis style. Everyone in St. Louis says, never heard of this. I don't know what you're talking about. Outrage, because the bagel was sliced that way.
Were you upset by it?
No. And here's the thing. I love a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
But man, you want to talk about a big, round hunk of empty calories right there. And especially I love the taste of a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone brings them into work, I'm thinking, oh, God, I don't want to ruin my whole day by eating this gigantic bagel. But if it was sliced into this lovely little wedge of bagel, now I'm getting a nice little wedge of bagel.
Yeah, because you get your everything bagel, or maybe you want a taste of a different bagel.
Uh-huh.
You want a taste of the sweet. You know, you can mix it up and not feel too bad about
it. I almost feel like this might be the way we need to start eating our bagels.
He's on to something.
But I looked at the picture and I was like, okay, I get it. But at the same time, a bagel needs to be presented as a bagel.
I don't know, because then the other thing that happens is you bring him into work and some dillweed in sales says, I just want a piece of bagel. And so they cut off a little piece of it.
Just take half of it.
And they won't take half. Or they take the good half of an everything bagel. If you take the everything half, then you have the nothing half on the other side. And who wants that?
Well,
just because someone wanted a piece of bagel.
So now you can have your piece of bagel and you get a little bit of everything. I'm into this.
Okay.
I think this is the new way to do it.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Okay. He's a criminal and crime is wrong.
Okay.
However, this one I'm almost kind of a little bit on his side.
You're siding with the criminal? What did he do?
He stole $122 million.
Oh.
I'm on his side.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm sold.
$122 million.
He stole it from Facebook and Google. Mostly Facebook.
Oh.
He stole $100 million from Facebook. Again, stealing is wrong.
It is.
However, what he did is he sent Google and Facebook invoices. And they paid them.
Oh, so he just said, you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, we do.
Yep.
How does that even happen? They didn't check up on the dude?
They didn't check to see if the corresponding invoices and POs have an issue within the companies. And what he did was there's a really big hardware manufacturer, computer stuff in Taiwan called Quanta Computer Incorporated. Mm-hmm. This dude lives in Latvia. So he registered a company in Latvia called Quanta Computer Incorporated.
Okay. Oh.
And so he was sending bills from Quanta Computer Incorporated. But
technically he wasn't.
They're the idiots that sent it.
Yeah. He just walked up to somebody and said, hey, you owe me $5.
I know.
And they gave it
to him. And they gave him $5. And if later you think, wait a minute, I didn't owe him $5.
It's too late.
Well, whose fault was that?
Wow.
And again, I never feel bad when something bad happens to Facebook either. I know, he should have.
That's a lot of money.
Should have quit when he got to 10. Okay.
Yeah.
10 million? Stop.
Well, he was feeling good.
He's like,
he was also a prolific money launderer. I mean, he had money all over the world. Yeah. So he faces up to 30 years in jail for that. But again, I was torn.
Number two
trending. They basically are trying to read your mind at all times. And Monica and I talk about this a lot, where you mention a particular product or you talk about a particular person, then, oh, look, they're in your feed.
I know. I think last time we were just like, we're talking off air about, you know, screwdrivers and fixing stuff in the house.
Uh-huh.
I logged into my Twitter and said, you want to buy the screwdriver? Like, you know, because your phone listens to everything. Yeah. I'm like, what?
They're following you. And then it's AI technology as well. It's coming to McDonald's. AI technology is going to automatically tweak the drive-through menus.
Okay.
So maybe as you're pulling up and it's a hot day. There's an ice cream cone that flashes in front of the screen all of a sudden.
I want an ice cream cone.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you want an ice cream cone. Yeah, and it's going to get to the point, too, where facial recognition is going to be able to figure out that you got two kids in the backseat, and they're going to advertise the toy for the Happy Meal. Like, that's going to happen, if not already.
I'm like, hey, I'm just short. God.
Monica's like, why do I get the four-piece nugget deal always?
All the time.
Always.
Number one.
People are losing it on the internet today. There is outrage about bagels.
Oh, I know exactly
you
what you're talking about.
I don't share with me, guys.
Yeah.
There was an individual in somewhere, I don't know, in an office.
It's like Philly.
Brought bagels to work. You know, like two boxes of bagels for everybody.
All right.
He sliced them like loaves of bread.
Yeah. So the picture has been circulating. They're like, what is this?
And he said it's St. Louis style. Everyone in St. Louis says, never heard of this. I don't know what you're talking about. Outrage, because the bagel was sliced that way.
Were you upset by it?
No. And here's the thing. I love a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
But man, you want to talk about a big, round hunk of empty calories right there. And especially I love the taste of a bagel. Mm-hmm. And if someone brings them into work, I think, oh, God, I don't want to ruin my whole day by eating this gigantic bagel. But if it was sliced into this lovely little wedge of bagel, now I'm getting a nice little wedge of bagel.
Did you get your everything bagel? Or maybe you want a taste of a different bagel.
Uh-huh.
You want a taste of the sweet. You know, you can mix it up and not feel too bad about
it. I almost feel like this might be the way we need to start eating our bagels.
He's on to something.
I looked at the picture and I was like, okay, I get it. But same time, a bagel needs to be presented as a bagel.
I don't know, because then the other thing that happens is you bring them into work and some dillweed in sales says, I just want a piece of bagel. And so they cut off a little piece of it.
Just take half of it.
And they won't take half. Or they take the good half of an everything bagel. If you take the everything half, then you have the nothing half on the other side. And who wants that?
Well,
just because someone wanted a piece of bagel.
So now you can have your piece of bagel and you get a little bit of everything. I'm into this.
Okay.
I think this is the new way to do it.
The K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
We call it Ghost Hunters because they get ghosted.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hunt the person down. We try to get some answers because you're always looking for closure.
Yeah.
You want to know, what did I do wrong? What happened?
Well, you figure if you're ghosted, you know, so there's something wrong with me?
Right.
You want to know the answer.
Maybe there's a misunderstanding. I mean, when Antoine first started at the radio station, our HR department was convinced that he was ghosting them, but there was a voicemail that got screwed up.
Yep.
You left a voicemail. That one got screwed up.
Things happen.
Yeah, it was just miscommunication.
You never know. There could be a miscommunication situation. So we start with Heidi. She got ghosted. And then we have Justin. He's listening right now. And after we talk to Heidi, he says he will explain what happened on the date. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Okay, so there was a misunderstanding or something. We don't know yet. But fill us in, what happened? What's the situation?
Oh, it's so embarrassing. But I met this guy, Justin. We were friends. We went on one date, and I thought it went well. You know, it was nothing crazy. It was just dinner, no big deal. And I never heard back from him. And then he deleted me off of social media, which I think is, like, really petty. So I just want to know, what is he thinking? Like,
okay, so you only go out the one time.
Yes.
Everything seems fine, but then absolutely nothing after that. And not only do you get ghosted, you're cut off.
Yep, exactly. I didn't think about it that way, but yeah, essentially.
Now, just a reminder, we've gotten into a hold of Justin.
Yep.
And he is willing to let us know to what happened. So, Heidi, are you prepared for this?
I mean, yeah, it's not. I just need to know. Just need to know so I can know what to do better or not to do.
Okay.
Like,
and you have no clue what happened here.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I thought everything was fine. You know, we both left with a smile on our face and, you know, little kiss, a little peck goodnight, you know?
Oh,
so I thought that was a good sign.
All right.
Not too much, but, you know.
Seems like a pretty
crazy.
Standard first date.
Yeah.
You would at least have some sort of follow-up situation.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, Heidi, hang tight. We're going to get Justin on here next, and we're gonna get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Justin says there's an explanation. We'll find out what it is next.
The K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
They go out on one date.
Mm-hmm.
And then Heidi, she hears nothing. She got ghosted.
What happened?
What did happen? What went down? Antoine, do you have any guesses? Do you feel like it? I mean, I didn't hear any red flags in there.
I didn't hear a single red flag. Everything she said was like a by the book. First day, even down to the peck at the end. So something, there was a red flag somewhere during the day.
Or a miscommunication. Yeah, we don't know what's going on. So Justin has agreed to come on with us and explain the situation, and then we'll go back to Heidi and, you know, close it all up there afterward. Good morning, Justin.
Morning, y'all. How you doing?
Doing all right. We do appreciate you coming on with us. We understand you went on one date with this person, Heidi, and that was it. And afterward, there was no contact, and there was also a social media shutdown.
Yeah. All right, so this is just coming clean, right? She wants to hear this stuff?
Yep.
You guys want to hear this?
She's prepared to hear this.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so yes, I admit I did ghost Heidi. That is the truth. I'd hung out with her with friends before, but I didn't like her attitude. You know, like, she complained about everything on this date. She complained that the restaurant sucked, that the waitress was too slow, that the food was cold. And it wasn't just to me. She was complaining to the staff, and I don't know, man. You know, like, I thought that she was cool, but one-on-one, it's just, that's the kind of person that I can never date. Like, if you're on your best behavior on a date and you're already complaining about everything, what's going to happen when stuff really goes down?
Was it, okay, I want to play devil's advocate just because there's two sides to every story. As someone, me, who is very food snobby, were her complaints real? Like, were they worth it, or were they just complainy? Was she, you know, was she demanding, or was she really just complaining about everything?
I mean, it's good to, like, let people know what you want, but, just to be that complainy, especially, like, service people, I don't know that kind of a thing about that.
Well, I do, too. That's the problem.
I get that. I don't like that.
I'm okay if you have observations about your food, but then there are people, it's just they always have a problem.
It's one thing if there's a real problem with your food, with your meal, but it's another thing if you're just complaining about, oh my gosh, it's taking too long to get my refill. I don't like that.
And what I find, too, a lot of times is that person always seems to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people, friends, that I've stopped going out to dinner with them because, boy, they always have a problem. And
always
it's just,
something wrong.
It makes me enjoy my meal less because I'm always worried about the next complaint that they were going to have.
Do the complaints make you feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
Or is it more just the reflection of their personality?
It's it makes me feel uneasy because I think, oh God, the server hasn't checked in with us for 5 minutes. Is she going to start complaining about the server not checking in with
food
us?
Too.
Fair enough.
And people that make your food. I worked in the food industry.
I don't like that.
I worked in restaurants. So you don't want to be, nothing bad happened where I worked. But
you don't even want to take the chance.
You don't want to attempt it, you know?
Okay. All right, Justin, I think we've got our answer. So we do appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And sharing your story, and good luck with everything, okay?
No worries, y'all. Appreciate
okay.
it.
He's good to go. Mm. He's no worries. He's chill.
He's good.
He's really cool. Okay. I was like, okay.
Heidi?
Honestly, like, as I was listening and thinking about it, you know, I was nervous, and I really just wanted everything to be perfect, and, you know, this is obviously a personal problem, but, like, if everything on the date didn't go well, then, you know, I would think that that would be a reflection of me, so maybe I was trying to control the situation too much.
Okay. So you feel like maybe you
retrospect,
you were putting too much pressure on everything?
I've been out of the game for a while.
Okay.
For a minute, and I just really wanted it to be... I wanted there to be a second date. I wanted the first date to be so good that there would be a second date. And I guess in trying to control the situation, I just shot myself in the foot.
Yeah. Which happens.
Yeah.
It does. So there may be a chance. You have mutual friends, so.
True.
And Heidi's concern is a valid concern because the things that happen during a date, whether there's part of the couple that's out, is a reflection of the date.
They set the tone.
So a lot of studies say that you should go on your first date to like an amusement park because your person that you're with is going to attribute those feelings, excitement of roller coasters with the person they're dating. So Heidi had a legit concern. If he
Look at you doing science stuff right there.
That's why you brought me.
That's right. I know Antoine has a background in science and behavior studies and stuff. That maybe that's what you need, Heidi, is Antoine will be your romance consultant.
I'll be your hitch.
Since you've been out of the game, he'll go ahead, he'll give you all the tips, he'll fill you in, and he'll say, no, here, you have to do this. He'll hide in the bushes, he'll tell you what to say and do. This is good. I like
Perfect.
This.
I'm down.
You know, and we'll call it this. Dating is hard. It's not perfect. Mm-hmm. Stuff happens. Things don't work out. I think you just you learn from this. You move on from the next one, and Dr. Antoine will take over from
here.
Thanks, Dr. Antoine.
It's my pleasure.
K92, morning thing. It's almost Friday.
Yep.
It's Friday Eve.
Pre-Friday.
I'm here to report. Salads of the listening area are still not safe. Salads of the listening area are still not safe from the mouth of Miss Monica.
Oh.
She's eating all the salad in town.
I know. Salad every day.
Salad every day.
Yep.
Balsamic in particular. All the ranch is safe.
Oh, yeah. Ranch is good. Ranch, you're good. It's plenty.
Ranch lovers, you're good.
But balsamic vinaigrette.
Yes.
The salad.
In trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Monica.
But I'm out of salad, so I had to go back to the store.
You ate all the salad.
I ate all the salad.
Wow, you really overdosed on this addiction here.
I ate out of the container. Like, last night, I just had salad, so I just went ahead and just ate in the container. You know how you get that like the spring mix?
Sort of when a bear gets its face stuck on a Happy Meal box. Is that the same thing here?
Yeah, but I was like, why even bother? I could just make a salad right here because I'm going to eat all this.
Fair enough.
It is, I do believe, the first time I've ever in my life heard someone say, oh my God, we're all out of salad.
We're out of salad. I know.
Never heard it. Never heard it once in my entire life.
Yeah.
Until right here, right now.
Gotta head to the store.
Groundbreaking statements here on the K92 Morning Thing. Oh my God, honey, we're out of salad.
Woo! What will we do?
The K92 secret sound clue. Very first one is on the way. Every clue is helpful, especially once you start putting them all together. One clue on its own may not be helpful. Or will it? 8:30. We also have the eliminator for WWE Live tickets. We will meet Suki, who's our adoptable love, elderly dog. Or not elderly, but just a senior dog.
Senior dog.
10 years old, but a little dog.
Yeah.
I got a 14-year-old beagle in the house, so they live for a while.
Yes, they do.
From the Franklin County Humane Society. That'll be in the eliminator, because we have our comfort food battle that's going on.
Yeah.
But it's a savory comfort food battle.
Right.
Because we had to narrow it down. We were only doing it with 8, and you start adding in the desserty stuff, and there's just too many things. But people felt ripped off.
They did.
So, today in the Eliminator, it is the top 12 comfort foods sweet edition.
Okay.
Ah.
So, we'll run down the comfort foods. Right. We'll, of course, talk about our brackets and everything. At Birthday Scam, if you missed it, text agree. 52353, definitely one of the best birthday scams ever. So 8:15, get ready for it. Hot list is next.
We have an update on Wendy Williams. And also, if you love Sex and the City, if you love that show, I have some good news for you in the hot list.
You had me at the beginning, but then you lost me.
Oh,
I am sick of this thing where Monica's not eating food till 10, 11, 12 o'clock every day.
Fasting.
Pick a different 8-hour level. You're on this. Are you on this intermittent fasting crap?
Is that
what this is?
It's like it's been like that for a while, though. For a long time, where I just cut out. I do better, and I'm more
More what? Meaner? Yes.
As long as I've known
I'm
you.
I'm focused on what I'm doing.
As long as I've known you, this has been your eating schedule.
Yeah, okay. I don't eat until
you're
the
focused
show.
On food. That's the problem. It gets to right now, and I look over, and Monica goes, I'm tired. I need food. I'm hungry. I need food. I'm tired. I need
usually
food.
Usually it's around about 9. That's where it hits.
Well, we're still on then, too. Yeah, well, it's 8 o'clock.
That's when I feel it.
Putting the end to it. As not your boss, change your fast hours. I don't care, but you got it. Whatever it is, you got to end it at 8. This is when you need food, because this is when I got to deal with this, and I don't want to anymore. Done with it. All right, dirty laundry done. Let's go to the hot list. I was like, you can't with this.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Yeah, and that's what she says to me. She says, I ate yesterday. You stop it!
No, not today.
Okay,
so we got to talk about Wendy and what's going on with her and her health, because I reported back, was yesterday, day for yesterday, that our husband...
Back when you ate, I don't know.
Back when I ate, yeah. I don't know, that her husband and his mistress, they had a baby.
I believe that was
baby
Monday.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Wendy, she got that news. She received that news, and unfortunately, she had a relapse, and she actually had to, you know, go back to her sober house. Her husband showed up to support, I guess. But yeah, she was drunk. Someone found her, you know, drinking and just drunk on the street or something.
Because she's supposedly just driven right to this.
Yeah, she has a driver and all of that.
Yeah. So it's not.
It's so hard to deal with. And then, of course, if there is truth to any of these other things, if he's got a mistress and she's got a baby, well, then that's going to put somebody over the edge, too. And she probably hadn't eaten since yesterday. So there's that whole thing.
They rushed her to the hospital. Uh-huh. Yeah, so
Some Chick-fil-A.
But she says it all the time on her show, even with everything going on, that she will stay married to Kevin Hunter.
That's her choice.
Stay married.
Her choice. Say it.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Or she's going to wait until this kid graduates college.
Oh, yeah, because it's always good to stay together for the children. We love that as a child. I couldn't wait for my parents to get divorced. God, I'm serious. They waited. I mean, it was 3 years of just them fighting and we're going to stay together for me. Please don't do me that favor.
You know, her son is watching all this.
Exactly. I was 10 years old, and they sit me down for the big talk. And I think they expected it to be this big emotional situation, and they were going to have to deal with this child that was going to be so distraught. And they sit there and they tell me, you know, mommy and daddy are no longer going to be together. And, this, that. And I said, all right.
So they're like,
I have a room at dad's house, right?
There you
yes.
go.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Good. This is going to be better. I was like, this is going to be better for you guys. I appreciate this. If you need anything, I'll be upstairs. Good meeting. Meeting over.
Yeah.
I've never liked meetings, even as a 10-year-old.
No
meetings. This meeting's over.
Yeah.
We're done.
Oh, hey, if you love Sex and the City, that show, that was a hit. And the movies were okay, I do believe.
I watched the show as a kid.
Yeah, you watched the show.
As a kid.
I'm a kid-ish. I don't know how old I was. Yeah, I was an adult.
I love the show. But now they have a follow-up, and it's going to be called Is There Still Sex in the City?
Oh, God.
I know. But we don't know. We have no idea if Sarah Jessica Parker is going to be a part of it.
Carrie has to come back.
I don't know.
We've got to have Carrie Bradshaw.
I'm just going to go watch Fuller House instead. That's a better reboot. I'm all set with that.
But it's going to be all about sex, dating, and friendship after the age of 50 in New York.
Okay.
Let's start the Eliminator.
All your favorite comfort foods are represented now. We have the savory version of the comfort food bracket. It's going on our Facebook page. Voting continues. Bacon is losing.
Oh, no, I can't believe that.
This is a shocking upset in the making. French fries is kicking bacon's face in right now.
Team vegan,
I know. Don't say that. It puts a weird taste in my mouth. The vegan entry, French fries, is winning right now over bacon. And then pizza is defeating mac and cheese. You can vote, you can share, you're in the running. But today, we get into the top 12 comfort foods sweet edition. Everybody wanted the sweet side of all this, so we'll cover some of that as well. We say good morning to Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
All right, Robin, who would you like to team up with? Your choices are Antoine, Monica, or Stephanie, and Suki the dog.
I'd like to take Monica, please.
Okay. All right, hang on. Robin and Monica. That means Daryl is next. Hi, Daryl.
Hey.
All right, Daryl, your choice, Stephanie or Antoine?
I won last week.
She did win last
week.
I'll take Stephanie.
Okay. Right. Have you ever won 2 weeks in a row? Not sure.
Today.
Jordan, it's you and Antoine, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Good, we'll get into the top 12 comfort foods. We also have Suki, the dog, who's available for adoption.
Sweetest face ever.
Oh, yeah. This is one of a senior dog, 10 years old, but a smaller dog.
Right, 28 pounds.
This is, you know, this is a dog that lives 14, 16, 18 years. You
25.
Don't know. Million.
Yeah.
All of them. Mm-hmm.
Which is perfect.
And super chill.
Super chill. And she's one of those that we can't figure out why she's still there. I mean, do people not want a perfect dog?
Yeah, I mean, they want trouble. They want to have to take their dog to the trainer and the doggy daycare, and they want to deal with separation anxiety stuff getting
apparently
destroyed.
Yeah,
I guess.
But no, Suki is like perfect dog.
Perfect
super
size, perfect attitude, just wants to chill.
So, very polite.
So, you know, if you want love in your life, I mean, I guess if you're good with no love, that's fine.
Or if you like a whole lot of crazy, like us, apparently.
Franklin County Humane Society. And if you go on our Facebook page, you can vote. Not vote, but you can see. I'm in the comfort food bracket thing.
I know.
You can vote in the comfort food bracket, but at the same time, you can also share that
post with
Suki, because that does help get her adopted. Even if you can't have the perfect dog because you want the imperfect dog, you
can do
that. We
don't like any dog at the shelter, but gosh, 10 years old, they really need to be in our home, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So top 12 comfort foods, the sweet edition. You give me something on the list, you're good. You don't,
you are eliminated.
You're done. First chosen was Monica, so she goes last. Antoine, you go first.
Okay. Ice cream.
Ice cream is the number one answer. So these are the top 12 comfort foods, sweet edition. Stephanie.
Cookies.
Cookies is number three. Mm-hmm. Monica.
Cake.
Cake, 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 cake. Cake is actually number nine, which is a little bit down there. But yeah, it's on there, and that's all that matters. Thank you as well to our friends Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens at State Farm for supporting this segment and responsible pet ownership. I mean, State Farm is great because they don't discriminate by breed. And this month is Quotes for Good. So if you go get a quote.
Coming to an end.
I know. So you got to go this week.
Let's go strong.
When you finish go in strong to Leslie's office or Amanda's office and you get a quote, you don't even have to say yes to it. Just get a quote.
But you don't have to go to the office.
Oh, you can do the email. That's right. Or the text.
Or a text. Or, yeah.
Yes. I got to put that information on the thing here. So you can just text in and then they'll donate $10 to the Franklin County Humane Society.
Right.
So that is fantastic. Round two. Top 12. Comfort food. Sweet edition. Antoine.
Brownies.
Brownies is number five.
Oh.
Stephanie?
Pie.
Pie is 10. Number 10.
Hmm. Chocolate.
Chocolate is number 2. Everybody's still alive as we get to round 3 of the Eliminator. Next up, I am shocked by this. I don't even agree with this. It has something to do with escalators. Uh-oh. And this person says it is more efficient to do escalators in a certain way that I don't agree with. This don't make any sense at all. That's next and blow your mind. Round 3. Antoine.
Caramel.
Caramel. He says it with a smile on his face.
Sorry.
No caramel or caramel or caramel. Any of those. Not on
or
there.
Suki or
none of them. Suki, Suki. Stephanie.
Okay. How about fudge?
Fudge. I'm counting that. It's brownies. Same thing.
Okay.
Go ahead. Give me
how about kettle corn?
Kettle corn. I do love kettle corn.
Whoa! Oh, man.
It's good.
However, Monica's got to give us one on the list to win. Otherwise, everybody's back in the game. So here we go, Monica.
Cheesecake.
FTW. It's under cake. Cheesecake is cake.
All right. Candy.
Candy is... number 12! The last one! Barely a comfort food!
Woo!
Candy!
It's a necessity.
Yeah.
It's a sweet
Monica
comfort.
Yep. And it lumped in all the different candies right in there. So close.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I just cannot even believe this first story.
Uh-oh.
Then we got a new thing that's politically incorrect to say that you can't say anymore. And a new thing that's making your kids fat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But Monica, they say people who walk on an escalator slow everybody else down.
What?
How is that even possible?
People that walk?
Yeah, because you know how when you get on an escalator.
I like to just hurry up and just start walking up.
Yeah. And they say if you're going to stand, you stand to the right, which there's always morons that don't do that. Or if you're going to walk, you walk to the left.
Yeah.
That to me seems like the system and we're done. This, according to an engineering professor, he says we need to stop walking up and down escalators because it just slows down the entire process.
I could see that.
How?
I could see that because look at it this way. The escalator is going up, right? So the mechanics and everything is moving up. When we walk, we are actually pushing against the escalator. So we're actually pushing down.
Oh my God, you took a physics class, didn't you?
No.
Nerd alert! Sorry, continue.
We are actually pushing down on it. So it's kind of like we're fighting against the force of the escalator. Makes perfect sense to me.
At the same time, I can't help it. I hop on the escalator. I'm just like, I start walking really fast.
Standing there, just, I feel like I'm wasting time. Yeah. I could be super walking.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should stand there unless you're over the age of a million. You know, 70, 80 years old, you got knee surgery. That's it. But yeah, blew my mind on that one. Next up, you're no longer allowed to say cyclist.
Cyclist? Why?
Cyclist is now politically incorrect.
Okay.
We're supposed to say people on bikes.
People on bikes?
Yep.
Why? Because why we gotta waste time saying that?
Cyclist is offensive because they say it dehumanizes people on a bicycle, and that's why then drivers, we don't care about them anymore because we just want them out of the way because they're not
There's
people.
There's a man on a bike.
They're cyclists.
I'm gonna tell you whatever.
Not a man. I'm offended.
What? Oh, what?
Woman hater.
How dare you?
I guess because yesterday was a man on a bike. It was in my way.
Call them what you want. They need to get out of my way.
Yeah.
Well, now you have to call them people on bikes.
Stay in your little bike lane. your little sliver of lane.
Uh-huh. Little.
Yeah.
Racist. What?
Yeah, so it's got to be. Why it got to be little now?
Oh, it is a little sliver of
little
lane.
Little bracket.
Okay, here's the opposite. There's no little anymore, but there is a new theory as to something that makes your kids fat. Dust.
Getting fat off dust.
Getting fat off dust. Over here, ruining our diet, eating dust all day long.
We have to keep it good and dusty at home.
I do wonder about this, though, as they find that hormone-disrupting chemicals in household dust may promote the growth of fat cells in children. Because you think about it, there's a lot of chemicals in things, laundry detergent, cleaners, paints, cosmetics, all that stuff. And when they're teeny tiny, they're crawling around on the floor with their mouths open and usually with their tongues hanging out, too. And they're licking up dust. 60 to 100 milligrams of dust a day.
Well,
you gotta cut dust out your diet.
I know. It's like, well, the Roomba or whatever can be expensive.
I know.
You have a toddler or something, just licking the floor.
Okay. I feel like now we have a productive solution. They're down there anyway, and there's nothing we can do about it. We need to stop dressing our babies in clothes. We need to dress them in Swiffers.
Yes.
Yeah, those Swiffer cloths, that's what they wear. Mm-hmm. So when they're walking around, they pick up the dust, they don't eat it, and then you just tear it off them and put a new one on. Now we figured it out. Yep. Now we're coming together as a people.
There we go.
To make new inventions. Not people on bikes, people with ideas. That's what we have. Secret sound is next, $5,000. Then we get into the trending. This guy stole $122 million, but I'm kind of on his side. It's not his fault that they were stupid.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.